Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
During a press conference on Wednesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott detailed his plans for building a border wall. The Republican governor shamed President Biden's open border policy.
The problems that people are suffering on the border just continue to get worse. And they're getting worse for the residents who live in that region. They're getting worse for people in all regions across the entire state of Texas.
Texas has funded $250 million as a down payment to help pay for the border wall and to hire a project manager and contractor to begin building the wall. The United States Supreme Court Thursday morning made a decision on the Affordable Care Act for the third time on Thursday, leaving in place the broad provisions of the law enacted by Congress in 2010. The vote was 7-2. The decision threw out the challenge to the law on the grounds that Texas and other objecting states were not required to pay anything under the mandate provision. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At this time, the Summer Olympics are a go for Tokyo. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has a U.S. Olympic team update.
American swimmer Katie Ledecky easily qualified for 2 more events at the upcoming Tokyo Games, dominating the 200-meter freestyle and 1500-meter freestyle events Wednesday at the U.S. Olympic Trials. She swam the fastest 1500 in the world this year, though it was about 20 seconds slower than her own world record pace. The 1500-meter freestyle is the longest event in the Olympic swimming program, and the women's race will make its debut in the Games next month. Ledecky has already qualified for the 400-meter freestyle and is favored to win the 800 free later in the trials.
Federal and state investigators reported Wednesday scientists have found a dead Asian giant hornet north of Seattle, Washington. It's the first so-called murder hornet discovered in the country this year. The 2-inch-long murder hornet was first found near the U.S.-Canadian border in December of 2019. They pose a major threat to honeybees. While very rare, many stings can kill human adults. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With regards to what America has accomplished this week in Europe, President Biden is getting low grades for representing the United States. Nothing was accomplished with regards to the threats posed by China and Russia. Former President Trump on the phone with Fox News points out America's energy independence will be gone in a matter of weeks.
We had a point where we were getting the fuel for zero. In fact, they would give you $38 if you took it. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Now, we had to straighten that out because that would have hurt our industry. But we ended up having a great energy industry, and we ended up with low prices, and now we're not going to be, within a matter of weeks, we will no longer be energy independent, and we are going to be relying again on the Middle East and Russia and all of these other people because we are being led very, very stupidly. And I said this during the debates, but actually people did listen, and they voted properly. and that's the way it goes. But they lied. They, you know, they didn't talk this. They never said, this is a Bernie Sanders dream, what's happening right now. He can't believe it, because this is far worse than Bernie was ever going to be. Bernie Sanders would have never even thought to suggest some of the things that are happening right now.
Hong Kong's Apple Daily newspaper said 500 police officers searched the pro-democracy newspaper's offices and arrested five senior executives on Thursday. The arrests were made under China's new national security law. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Michael Bussler is with us right now, public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Michael, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, great to have you here. I wanted to ask you, what is going on with blue states driving people to flee to Florida, Texas, Arizona, and more?
Yeah, so where that's happening, there's five states where that's really happening: New Jersey, New York, Illinois, California, and Connecticut. So what do those five states share in common is that they have extremely high tax rates for both personal, that is individuals, and for businesses. And people are starting to realize that, you know, look, I live in California, for instance. I'm very successful. I'm doing very well. The federal tax rate is 37% on my marginal income, and California adds 13% on top of that. That's 50% of my income, in addition to other taxes I'll pay when I, like sales tax, when I buy things, and property taxes where I live.
Or when you put gas in your tank, especially.
Exactly, especially in California.
Yes.
So I'm looking around someone saying, he says, you know, over half of my income is going to the government. I mean, look, I love living in California. I mean, the weather is perfect. There's opportunity out here. But, you know, my company's having me work remotely, and the virus, and it looks like even going back, we're going to continue to do working a lot remotely. And even if that's not the case, some of these other states are growing rapidly, and there's plenty of opportunity, and the tax rates are much lower. So, look, people in California say, look, I'm going to take a look at Texas. I'm going to move to Texas. They have a very nice climate, a little hotter in the summer than I'd like it to be, but they have a pretty good climate, and there's no personal income tax. I just gave myself, a $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a year raise just by moving out of California. So these five states in particular, where the governors are not fiscally responsible, they tend to spend money on all kinds of things they shouldn't spend money on. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the government doesn't have the money. The only place they get it is from taxing people. So when they're spending that kind of money, the taxes are going to have to go up. And people are saying, look, I love living here. My family's here. I've been here for years. It's just too expensive to be there.
Exactly.
So people are moving to those states, and Texas, and even Arizona, and Florida, South Carolina. Those states are very attractive to people, primarily because the governors are fiscally responsible and they're low tax rate states.
Yes, versus the fiscally irresponsible states, they're chasing businesses and people out. And I will say this about California. you know, they're trying to pass a law that if you move your business out, they want to claim some sort of, you know, 10-year residual. And even if you do leave, we filed our final papers and saying, okay, we're closing down the corporation, and here's our final tax returns. And they said, no, you're not gone until we say you're gone. And they didn't contact us until 3 years after. So now you had this accumulated tax alleged and interest, and we're going, hey, look at the we already told you, we filed the last you know, our final papers with you, and we disbanded the business, and we're in Florida now. That business is no longer viable. It's not even there. And you know, so they will hunt you until they don't want to hunt you anymore. So you know, this is amazing to me.
Yeah,
how California operates.
I'm not even sure that's legal. Somebody, I think, is going to eventually challenge that. They can tax you on income you earned in the state while you're mm-hmm. in the state. If
right.
you're not in the state anymore, they can't tax you on that income. So I think someone is going to eventually take that to court and
yes.
have a feeling.
But meanwhile, like I say, if you do leave and if you haven't dotted all the I's and crossed the T's, I mean, just to say that, hey, this is your final report, because they said, oh, yeah, we got it. It says, yeah, your final deal, everything else. It says, but you didn't file it with the Secretary of State, because they are the ones that, you know, control, you know, corporations. And so as we look at it, though you've told us that everything is closed, it's not closed because the Secretary of State didn't get her paperwork.
Yeah, I imagine California would try to do something like that, look for some kind of a technicality where they can claim they still have a right to income that you didn't earn. In,
exactly. Well, of course, and that corporation is gone. I mean, it's been vapored, so it's non-existent. So you're going after an entity that essentially is dead. So, but meanwhile, they'll just waste taxpayers' funds and money, you know, trying to pursue this kind of thing. But that's what they're doing in their desperate reasoning. But California's had this disease for a long time. I mean, you know, state officials have said forever, just like you said, people will pay the premium to live in California because of the weather and the lifestyle for the most part. But you know, it's been deteriorating over the decades to such a degree that people can't get out of Dodge fast enough. I mean, the number one U-Haul line of business for one-way trips out of California, I mean, is California. That's the number one state.
Yeah. And, you know, the people want to live there, and they're willing to pay a premium. But the question is, how much of a premium are you willing to pay? And they keep pushing that premium up till the point where people say, look, it just isn't worth it for me anymore. These governors have got to learn to be more fiscally responsible and learn to work for the needs of their citizens rather than worrying about the needs of if somebody else is coming into the state. Look at California. Any illegal immigrant comes into the state, they get health care, they get welfare. And that's money that has to be spent. Of course, the government doesn't have the money. They have to take it from the taxpayers. So people see their taxes going up, and it's being their money's being used to give someone who shouldn't be in the country in the first place services, and they have to pay for their services. It just isn't worth it anymore for people, and they're looking for states where you can feel more freedom. Look, you know, if we look at the big picture here, and if you look at what really made America great, I mean, look, we went from the birth of a nation to the largest, most prosperous economy in the world in about 150 years. You've had other countries that were hundreds, even thousands of years older. I believe there were four basic principles that allowed that to happen. And as long as you follow those principles, the state will flourish. What were they? One, we encouraged individual freedom. So if you didn't, as long as you didn't interfere with anybody else's rights, you can pretty much do what you wanted. Two, we encouraged individual responsibility. As long as you were physically and mentally able, you took care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, low rates of taxation. So when you earn something, you got to keep most of it. And fourthly, a limited role for government. Government got out of the way. So individual freedom, individual responsibility, low rates of taxation, and a limited role for government made the country great. And states that adhere to those principles will attract large populations. States like those five we we mentioned that take away individual freedom because they want the government to run everything, take away individual responsibility because the government will take care of you, have to have high rates of taxation to pay for this, and a larger role for government. That's exactly opposite to the four principles that people really seek. So as long as those things keep doing that, people are going to run to Texas, California, Texas, Florida, et cetera.
And the tension on those four basic principles, Michael, has been exponential as a result of this COVID era that we've been living in.
Absolutely. But I think people are craving that even on a national level, everything President Biden is doing is opposite to those four principles. He wants the government to control the healthcare market. He's looking to control the higher education market. So that's going to limit individual freedom because the government can.
I'll tell you what, Michael, we got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Michael Bussler after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Lee Habib continues with us. We're talking about this incredible documentary just in time for Father's Day. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. The Streets Where My Father, A Story of Hopelessness and Redemption. Lee, I wanted to give you some time because you kind of set this up. What's your story?
Look, I was raised by a really remarkable dad who followed every golden rule in the Bible, but was not a Christian, but had great respect for Christians, had a real passion for helping young people, and was just a real servant. And though he didn't live as a follower, and is still not, he said he has great respect for Christians and knows that this country without Christians, well, wouldn't be much of a country. And so I always saw that, but it wasn't until I actually heard the witness of a few people. It was testimonies that brought me to the Lord in my 40s. One man in particular, John Coyle in Gadsden, Alabama, who Laura and I had done a father-son story about him, and it blew me away. He was an Alabama football star who turned away an NFL career because he wanted to start a ranch for kids. And he's raised close to 3,000 kids. And when I visited that ranch, it was so overwhelming what I saw that it was evidence to me of Jesus. It was literal physical evidence of something I couldn't get to intellectually. I love Lee Strobel, and I read the case of Christ again and again. Didn't bring me to the Lord because it's to try to do through logic what only the supernatural could do through sheer emotion. And I'm a logical person, but I don't think apologetics, it's important that we can defend. It's important that we can get the people to Christ any way we can. But in the end, even I couldn't be pursued by logic alone. But man, the witness of the witness is really remarkable. And that's what did it for me. No other thing could explain that. Then I saw Christ fundamentally alter some really good friends and their walk. And it wasn't just my witness of that. It was the wife's witness, the kids' witness, the community's witness. It was a bunch of witnesses to a miracle, to a transformation. And so this is why I'm such a believer in testimonies, and why one in five stories in Our American Stories, which is only heard on secular stations, but every fifth or sixth story is a witness. It's, here's who I used to be, here's who I am. I used to be a workaholic, and that was my prison cage, and now I'm not. Now I'm a present father. So we build our own prisons, as you know. And sometimes it's a prison, and sometimes it's a prison cell in a really nice house.
Well, and the thing is, the bottom line is it ends up compromising the freedom that God has given us, that was given to us at the cross and at the resurrection of Jesus. And, you know, and I guess if anything breaks the Father's heart, it's that. It's that all that he invested for his creation is being ignored. They choose not to accept his grace, his mercy, and above all, his love. Because what this all comes down to, Lee, what you're pointing out to, and unless you've really understood and have experienced the love of God, that transcends so much, and it's inarguable. And maybe you can't express it, you can't logically process it, but you know that you've been touched and you've been changed in such a magnificent way that it belongs to you and nobody can take it away from you.
There's one story that everyone's going to want to rent this disc for. Just one story, and there are three beauties. Carlos Colon lands in a gang, and at the age of 19, one of his best friends gets killed. And he, as he said it, I was just so mad at the world, I didn't even know what for. But I wanted to take revenge for everything, and you know
well,
what
he was really he was shot at the same time, wasn't he, at that time when his buddy was killed?
Yes, he was shot and did a month in a hospital, shot in the hand and the leg. He said, I wanted revenge. And what he really was saying is, I wanted revenge for being born without a father, from having no love, from having to go to the gangs and to live this life. And he kills a guy. He kills the guy who killed his friend. And then he's on the run for 11 months. And then he goes to prison. First 10 years, he's a hustler. Then he meets the Lord. And he said, the next 10 years of prison were the best of my life. And he wanted one opportunity. He wanted to meet the father of the guy he killed. and say I'm sorry. And we capture that scene. And it's one of the most beautiful Christian witnesses, because he not only meets that guy in the pastor office, that guy had been wanting to meet him, because he had wanted to forgive the man who killed his son. And he wanted to tell him he loved him. And we see that scene, and we watch two grown men weep, and we need to be able to cry more. Grown men, we need to be able to heal. And these two men have this beautiful moment together. And then we come back to Carlos, and Carlos goes, he forgave me. He forgave me. The Lord is so mysterious and so powerful. And it's true. And when people see that scene, if they're not believers, that's why the other reason I want people to get the disc. Can these discs do non-believers?
Mm-hmm.
These testimonies of these three men are so powerful.
Yes.
So powerful.
Well, and how else does this happen but with Jesus? I mean, take Jesus out of there. I don't know how that happens, Lee.
No. And look, I've met a lot of good people who lead good lives without Jesus, right? But they're lost lives. It's not that they're not good. They're not killing people. They're raising their kids. And we have to really walk in the shoes of people who aren't believers and remember how to talk to them, how to love them, and how to lead them to the Lord. And that's to meet them where they live. Many of us weren't believers before we were. And we weren't necessarily bad people. We were just incomplete people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very different thing. And so that's the story of these three men. They were incomplete men, and they made a lot of bad decisions because they were really broken men. They were really damaged men. The only thing I think that really heals damaged people, and we're all broken and damaged in some profound way, is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it over and over again, and part of the reason I think both our show has succeeded and this film is already doing very well is because people want to hear about how to heal brokenness in their own lives and in their friends' lives.
Well, Lee, hopefully this Father's Day and with this documentary that it goes a long way in healing families, healing relationships between sons and fathers, and that to the point that they're able to realize, the closing line and title, and that is redemption. Because redemption only comes from God. And, you know, God says, look, if you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. You know, the answer to the culture's ills, to our personal ills, lies in the Father's hands, the real Father, the Father of heaven and earth. That's where the answers lie. But we must come to Him with, you know, a spirit of truth and with humility.
No doubt. And that is the thing we're really after here with this film is, what a way to bring families around some people that generally, well, look, if you would have met these three guys when they were 20, you would have wanted to get to the other side of the street, and you would have been right, because they were scary guys.
Mm-hmm.
But what kind of Christian walks in? Because when you, Manny Mill, who this film is dedicated to, was visiting these men in prison. And what a beautiful thing to do, to say to your family, hey, we have a lot of blessing in this world. Let's go to a prison and minister on strangers. Or if we're not inclined to go to a prison, let's go across the street to that kid who keeps getting in trouble at school. We know why he's getting in trouble, right? Let's go love on him. Let's go love on the kid across the street who we know doesn't have a father. He's going through a lot of stuff. Let's put a body on him. Let's have our church put a body on him. These are the things we can do, and that's the kind of mission work we can do. We don't have to go to foreign countries to do mission work. It's right in front of us.
Now,
this is not a slam on foreign country ministry and mission work. It's vital. It's beautiful. But many of us who can't go and travel and maybe don't have the time, we do have the time to go across the street.
Well, Jesus gave us the format. When he gave us the Grand Commission, he says, go Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost part. We need to first, you know, hey, let's take care of Jerusalem, our Jerusalem, right? That's what you're saying. And
yep.
We've got about a minute left here, Lee. I want you to summarize this, remind everybody how they can access it. As I said, we're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. But I'm going to let you wrap it up for this last minute. Go ahead.
Sure. The film is called The Streets Were My Father. A story of hopelessness and redemption. You can find it at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Lee Habib, he's the executive producer of the documentary, The Streets Where My Father, A Story of Hopelessness and Redemption, and our American Stories film production. He's the CEO and host of Our American Stories. Lee, thank you. Take care. God bless.
Thank you so much.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
During a press conference on Wednesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott detailed his plans for building a border wall. The Republican governor shamed President Biden's open border policy.
The problems that people are suffering on the border just continue to get worse. And they're getting worse for the residents who live in that region. They're getting worse for people in all regions across the entire state of Texas.
Texas has funded $250 million as a down payment to help pay for the border wall and to hire a project manager and contractor to begin building the wall. The United States Supreme Court Thursday morning made a decision on the Affordable Care Act for the third time on Thursday, leaving in place the broad provisions of the law enacted by Congress in 2010. The vote was 7-2. The decision threw out the challenge to the law on the grounds that Texas and other objecting states were not required to pay anything under the mandate provision. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about hormone intelligence. It's a comprehensive new book from the Yale School of Medicine trained board-certified family physician, Dr. Aviva Rum. Her specialty is women's health. And this book provides accessible, achievable 6-week nutrition, lifestyle, and natural medicine plan for optimizing hormone health. You know, of course, women hear about this all the time, and sometimes it's overlooked and not even appreciated as to how critical hormone health is. And we're fortunate to have Dr. Aviva Rum with us. I think we're on hold still with her trying to get connected. Do we have any success here? Dr. Rum, are you with us? Nope, I guess not. All right, so while we're still connecting with her, I will remind you. Okay, she is joining us now. Dr. Rum, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, well, congratulations on this book. I know, you know, whenever we hear about hormones, women are pretty well addressed on this, but yet there's so much more to understand in realizing, you know, just how complex, but yet even how simple hormone intelligence is, right?
It is complex, but it is simple. I love how you put that. So, yeah, I mean, hormones are fascinating. In fact, I have a medical journal article that I have read over and over and over, and it's so complex on the relationship between estrogen and the immune system that I have to revisit that article just to understand it.
Right.
And on the other hand, as women, we all know what it means when we say we feel hormonal. We all know what we're experiencing. And so, and the other thing about it, you know, we're so accused as women that our hormones make us unpredictable, but actually it's the most predictable system in the world. We've been menstruating for eons. We all have the same hormones. We all go through the same changes with our own unique variations.
Yeah, if you don't take it personal, it makes you quite charming, doesn't it? At least that's the way I try to, that's the way I try to look at it, so I don't get my head handed to me, you know, so this is just experience.
Well, yes, I think that the flavors of our different hormones. I like to say, you know, that book, The Five Languages of Love, I like to say the hormones have their own different languages. And understanding them and having our partners understand them can really make a difference in relationship. You know, there are a lot of relationships where, I had one patient who I said, do you experience PMS? And she said, I don't, but I do tell my husband we're getting divorced the same time of the month, every month. And I'm like, that explains everything. But if we can understand, you know, as partners, if we can understand what our spouse or girlfriend is going through during that time of the month, whatever time of the month that might be, or during menopause, I think our relationship and communication would be a lot better, and I think women would feel a lot less dismissed. I mean, the last thing that any woman wants to hear, especially from a man, is you know, when we express something that's really bothering us or get upset about something, is, are you hormonal? Or are you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's kind of an insult. Yeah. Yeah, it's the same way for guys. I mean, guys are the same way. We get sensitive, but, you know, we need to resensitize ourselves to understand, yes, these are signs, these are indications, but it's also an opportunity for couples to be open. And I love how you started the book with Know Yourself. I mean, if you want other people to understand you, I mean, it starts with you. You've got to take the responsibility to, you know, own your cycle, own what's going on. Hey, this is what's happening. And hopefully you have that kind of transparent relationship where you can talk about this. And along with that, that you have a, you know, a partner who can come alongside and have some empathy, right?
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, from the time we are such young girls, when we first go into puberty, our cycles are so confusing. Our hormones are so confusing, what we're experiencing. And they're so stigmatized around shame. I mean, the, you know, being a girl and the fear of having your period in sixth grade class, and which I talk about happened to me in the book, and bleeding through your pad, you know, these experiences that women are terrified of having really keep us not talking about it. So I think that as much as it would be great to take responsibility, and I think it's really important to know ourselves, there are a lot of reasons that we've all kind of, as women, not all, I mean, many of us don't, but most do cringe away from that part of our biology.
Yeah, but here it is. I mean, the clash of the sexes, and boy, at the very root, if this is something that has conditioned you since your first menstrual cycle, Lord have mercy, it's no wonder that it has become the hidden hormone epidemic because, you know, young girls don't want to talk about it. People don't want to talk about it. It's that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room that does come to visit about every 30 days, whether we like it or not, right?
Yeah, and doctors don't necessarily ask about it, or if they do and you say that you have a problem, often it's like, well, that's normal. You're a woman. You're a teenager. Yeah. You're supposed to have that problem, which is actually not true. We should be miserable.
Right.
Either emotionally or physically, just because we're menstruating or just because we're going through menopause.
So how do we answer that? I mean, you also talk about the language of your cycles. I mean, your body, our body is always speaking to us, right? But are we listening?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think most of us are too busy to listen, or we don't think the messages mean anything. So period pain, we take ibuprofen, fatigue, we drink more coffee, anxiety or depression, you know, we take an antidepressant, and I'm not knocking any of those things, but at the same time, when we kind of just keep suppressing or pushing past some of these signs or symptoms when they when they're abnormal, we are setting ourselves up for bigger problems later on. So learning to actually say, all right, I'm having this problem every month. I mean, I'm really, I don't even want to be around myself every month because I'm such, you know, I'm just on a jag emotionally, or, you know, I'm having these heavy periods that are making me not go out on certain days of the month or miss work certain days of the month. Hey, what's really going on here? And in the book, what I do is try to provide, and I know I'm saying this as a physician, I'm trying to provide the information that either we don't learn in medical school or that we don't have time to walk our patients through or that we just dismiss as normal. So there are really abundant checklists so you can learn what is normal and what's not normal.
Right.
And if it's not, then what does it mean? Is it something as simple as a little bit of estrogen imbalance or a little bit of low progesterone that you can do some things about? Or is there something bigger going on? Like maybe you do have a condition called polycystic ovary syndrome, which untreated carries all the same risks as untreated diabetes. It's a really significant condition.
Mm-hmm.
So it is really important to know yourself and know what's normal, what's not normal, and then learn to speak up when you need to get answers.
Well, and the challenge that we have, particularly with our health in a just a rapid-paced world in which we live in, I mean, we have to slow down. We're moving too fast, and that's when we get ourselves in trouble. I look back in my life and I say, okay, when I got myself in trouble is when I got ahead of things. I wanted to take care of a problem, you know, as expeditiously as possible. And when you do that, you overlook a bit of the process and what you can learn, and then you start jumping to conclusions a bit too quickly with all the without all the evidence, and next thing you know, you're having surgery, you know, like you suggested, without even really considering the other options. Could be, I mean, here you are, you have surgery, and like for women, all right, let's just get it over with. We don't have to deal with this anymore. We'll go through major surgery when all it could have taken was maybe a pill or something, right?
Yeah, or sometimes even going deeper, you know, 30% of women over 60 will have a hysterectomy in their lives for benign reasons, usually uterine fibroids. And yes, there are medications that can be used either to avoid that surgery or to make that surgery easier by shrinking the fibroids ahead of time. But also, we know that fibroids are estrogen dependent. If you have too much estrogen, it's going to feed the fibroids.
Right.
If you have too much of something called insulin growth factor, it's going to feed the fibroids. So now let's look under the hood, because if you just do the hysterectomy, someone's still going to have the too much estrogen. And what does that do? Well, it's still a risk factor for breast cancer. It's a risk factor for other things. If they have too much of the insulin growth factor or growth hormone, that's a contributor to diabetes and other problems. So sometimes we miss an opportunity to look under the hood.
Exactly. Well, hang, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We come back more from Dr. Rahm after this.
Would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before the top of the hour, our guest, Dr. Aviva Ram, says we are in the midst of a hidden hormone epidemic, one in which an extraordinary number of women of all ages and life stages, at least 80%, will struggle with a hormone problem in their lifetime. Yet, the medical establishment is willing to chalk this up to a new normal or no big deal and advise women to just take the pill or have the surgery. Dr. Ram, really... But what you have to share, the experience and all that you've written in your book, which is quite the guide, a complete guide to calming hormone chaos and restoring a woman's body to and a natural blueprint for well-being here. How did you get interested outside of, you know, for you, this is a personal thing. You shared, what happened to you when you were in sixth grade. But still, was that kind of the turning point for you to say, look, when I grow up, I want to minister to other women, you know, about their bodies. How did your interest come about?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. I'll still take you back. I was a bit of a Doogie Howser before Doogie Howser was Howser.
Right.
But I went to college when I was 15.
Oh, wow.
Thinking I was going to be going into pre-med, I actually wanted to be a neurosurgeon. Mm-hmm. But in that first semester, I got exposed to history of medicine, women's health, feminism, and I was living in a small town in western Massachusetts that was very hippied out. So I started learning about herbs and back to the land stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all those things that most doctors don't learn about.
Yes, and it's exactly right. And this was also 1981. So the term alternative medicine, integrative medicine, none of that existed. There wasn't like the health department at the Barnes & Noble, because Barnes & Noble wasn't Barnes & Noble back in the day, right?
Right.
There wasn't even a Starbucks yet, let's just say.
Right.
So I really had to dig deep, and I had to go and do the very traditional, you know, the Abe Lincoln kind of learn by apprenticeship model.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was starting my apprenticeship, now I was about 18 years old in Atlanta. I had moved down to Atlanta. That's a whole other story. But I was working in the main city hospital, kind of the hospital they call the Knife and Gun Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I was apprenticing with a group of African-American midwives in this hospital. Let's just say you saw the worst of the worst in terms of medical treatment and racism. Wow. Happening at the same time.
And you're 18 years. You're 18 years old.
Yeah, now I was 18. Yep, I was 18 years old. So I actually took a volunteer position with the local public health department. Started creating a curriculum in pregnancy prevention and awareness for young girls. This is like one thing after another, and just really started to see kind of the underbelly of the medical model. And by now, I was practicing as a midwife. Well, by the time I was 22, I was practicing as a midwife. So I did that for two decades. But I think just so much of the actual injustices I saw. But also, at the time, alternative medicine, again, it wasn't a thing yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you were, let's say, a mom and your child had an earache, or a dad and your child had an earache, and you took your child to the doctor, the first thing the doctor would say is, you should give an antibiotic. And not everybody wanted to just jump on an antibiotic. And now we know that that was a really bad thing that doctors were doing, and it bred antibiotic resistance, which until this pandemic was the biggest public global health threat internationally. So, global. So I started to seek out more and more alternatives and answers. But the problem was that if you did need a medical doctor, you did need to go into the hospital, you did need to go into the system, you were up against a system that was very polarized. You know, if you even brought up the idea of doing something alternative,
right,
you were looked at and treated like you had three heads. And so I said, you know what, I got to make a difference. And by now I'm in my 30s, I have four kids, and I decided to go back to school. And went to get my medical degree to really try to be a bridge for people, but also to very much change how healthcare is practiced, how women are treated.
So you went into this with your eyes wide open after experience, already having, you know, an inclination to understand that there were other alternative approaches. And so you knew going into this, you were going to be challenged a bit by the system and maybe run into those what I call kind of chalkboard experiences, where the chalk hits the chalkboard in the wrong direction, and you're going to have to hear some screeching every once in a while, right?
You know, I would have thought that, and I certainly had a few moments. I mean, medical training is very intense, and sometimes you bump up against not the best people in their best because they're exhausted or they just have a different worldview about things. But honestly, it was a really phenomenal experience because I was old enough to know why I was doing it and old enough to sort of be able to brush certain things off that I didn't need to internalize and worry about.
Right.
But also, I was in an unusual situation that by the time I had gone to medical school, I had already written five books on natural medicine. So people in the programs actually looked to me. So I was a medical student or resident, and I was already writing part of the curriculum for Yale Med Peds program, which is used in 150 programs around the country. So I would say that if you go to a med school where there's a lot of curiosity and research, I think you meet with a lot more open minds than not. And so when I was at Yale, everyone was on a first-name basis. I mean, you had Nobel Prize-winning professors, Institute of Medicine professors, and we were still all on a first-name basis.
Oh, wow.
There was a deep level of curiosity and interest. So, surprisingly, I had a generally phenomenal experience as a learner because I'm an intensely curious person, but nothing about diet and lifestyle really much, very much was. I was always a science geek, even as like a second grader. I was a science geek, so I loved that part of it.
Right,
the humanities part of it was tougher. The humanities sometimes gets lost in the exhaustion, fatigue, overwhelm that doctors experience. That's sort of endemic in the system.
Right.
And people's care suffers, not just emotionally, but mistakes get made. And so, it was an enlightening experience for sure. And I have a lot of appreciation for what people go through to become physicians. And I have a lot of respect for the knowledge that and the experience I gained. But there are like any system, there are blind spots. And like any industry, there are hidden incentives and ulterior motives and some things that a lot of physicians don't even know about that are very real, like the unintended consequences of pharmaceuticals and drugs that sometimes we learn about later and say, oops, that was a really big mistake. But a lot
Here we are, to your point. To your point, you mentioned this pandemic. Are we going to end up with some unintended consequences down the road? I mean, I see some of the similar indications, like what happened with thalidomide in the 50s. And, are we going to run into some of that problem with, with these vaccines?
I don't think so.
I hope not.
So, I actually, as a home birth midwife and a homeschooled, I homeschooled my kids. I had my children at home. And so back in the 80s, a lot of families were asking a lot of questions about vaccinations. And I'm very much alternative and very much transparent about, and I wrote a book on vaccinations that even before I went to medical school, colleagues of mine were saying, don't tell any of the medical schools that you wrote that book. They won't let you in. And I said, I'm not going to lie, besides you can find it on the Internet.
Right.
You know, of course I'm going to say, I want them to invite me in because they truly know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not a physician who I don't think of the vaccinations as sort of like the golden calf. You know, I think that we can question and we have to question and we have to really be honest about side effects. My position with the COVID pandemic versus the vaccination is, look, even with the M-spike protein, you're going to get exposed to that whether you get COVID or whether you get the vaccine. And from everything that I can tell based on my research, and I'm paying a lot of attention, is that I feel like the risk of getting the vaccine is a smaller, more controlled risk to the wild card of getting the disease, because we know at least that the risk of severe disease and death has been almost entirely ameliorated with the vaccine. Like, we're talking about 90% less risk of getting hospitalized and put in the ICU and almost 100% less risk of dying from that. That to me is pretty good odds. Whereas with getting sick, I mean, we're just even now starting to unpack the long hauler symptoms that we know happen. So, I think I'm not a doctor also who thinks that, you shouldn't be allowed into public buildings unless you can prove you're vaccinated. I think that's an infringement of our public and human rights. So I don't think that. But I have leaned into personally feeling like if you're comfortable getting the vaccine and it's something that will allow you to, see your grandchildren or make choices that are healthy for you socially or whatever it is, that it's a reasonable risk. And I do think that the infection such a wild card. I mean, I'm just seeing all kinds of these really bizarre long hauler symptoms, and not just in people who are older and have diabetes and heart disease, but I mean, I know several young men in their 30s and 40s, robust, healthy men who have gotten it and ended up with pretty serious long-term complications.
Yeah, well, we just had a 41-year-old Broadway star just die. And the guy looked solid. He was athletic and in great shape and 41 years old, and he dies of COVID. So this is serious. There's no doubt about it. Like your approach in terms of, really weighing in balance all that's involved here.
sadly, we're out of time, and I could spend more time with you.
Yes,
exactly. We need to have you back. So, Dr. Aviva Ram and her new book, Hormonal Intelligence.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best-tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mail?